So, Patsy, the National Senior Track and Field Championships in Santry this weekend. It's fair to say that that's the big one here at national level in Ireland.
Yes, indeed it is, and particularly important this year, obviously, Mark, because European Championships a few weeks away, and you know, that this weekend is the last day opportunity to qualify for those that haven't done so already. So it's pretty important, absolutely.
So some of the big hitters will be competing across the weekend. Let's talk local athletes. Maybe we'll start with Arlene Crossan. She's going to be competing in both the 400 metres and the 400 metre hurdles, I think, this weekend. Patsy, which one of those would she be best to equipped to medal in?
Well, I'd say she will probably concentrate on the 400 metre hurdles. That's been her target all year, you know, to run fast, to win the national title. So, you know, all has been geared towards the 400 metre hurdles. Obviously, beyond this weekend, she'll have ambitions to be on the Irish relay team for the championships in Birmingham. But this weekend, 400 metre hurdles, absolutely. And, you know, she needs to go and really have a go at winning it.
And Lucy McGlynn, she's going to be in the 400 metre hurdles as well, is she?
She is indeed, and the Loughborough student. She's in Loughborough now. She's a Ballyshannon athlete and a Ballyshannon girl. And she's back in business again. You know, she kind of disappeared out of the sport there for a year or two, but she's made great effort to get back, and she'll be chasing the medal.
And no better man to go on to next, Mark English. I think he's going to be going in the 800 metres, Patsy. First time he's ever gone sub 1:43 at the Diamond League last week. Mark's in good form.
Absolutely, 100%. He's in great form, the best form of his life at 33 years of age. We've talked about him every weekend in recent times, and he's coming up against young Cian McPhillips. And, you know, that really has been billed as one of the races of the championships. And, you know, we'll have to wait and see how that all works out. A slight doubt about Mark. You know, last year he was entered as well, but he didn't go to the line. But we'll wait and see what his decision is come the weekend.
Let's touch on a number of other local athletes in with a good chance of medaling this weekend. One that jumps out, pardon the pun, Lauren Callaghan, going in the long jump. She's already a national champion and in with a huge chance of taking home another national title this weekend.
Yes, Lauren previously has won both indoor and outdoor national senior title. She has really chased through Europe at Birmingham. She's 4 centimetres short. This is her last opportunity. That standard is 6:55. She's on 6:51. So just, you know, fingers crossed the weather is with her and that she can really hit that 6:55. But she's very, very close to a standard. And she can win the nationals. And that would be yet another deserved big break for her.
What about the Dewhurst brothers, Ethan and Fintan, both bidding for national glory? Tell us a wee bit about their prospects.
Well, Ethan, of course, was picked for the World Junior Championships during the week, so he is now withdrawn from that. So it's just about Fintan, and Fintan can medal, absolutely can medal, but can he win it? Well, let's wait and see. But he has run PBs, he has run Donegal record this year, then his younger brother beat his record, so those two boys are exceptional. But on this occasion, we focus in on Fintan, 400 metre hurdles, and I wish him the best, and it would be massive if he were to win it.
Joseph Gillespie will go in the triple jump, and I'm led to believe he also has a good chance of medaling this weekend, Patsy.
Well, Joseph has won a medal in the national seniors previously. He won the national on the 23 championships a few weeks ago, and you know, he just talked to him 2 days ago. He would dearly love to win it. Obviously, that's his lifetime ambition. So second's the best he's ever been. So we'll just have to hope that he can hit it really big, you know. But I would anticipate a medal certainly for him, well capable of a medal. Whether he can win it or not, well, I don't know, but certainly he can medal.
And to stay with the field events, the Gallen sisters from Lifford, they've had a good couple of weeks. They'll be in action this weekend as well.
Kiefer and Adrian Gallen of Lifford, they're brilliant. They turn up for every championship, and absolutely medal. They've done that since they were children and underage, and they're still going strong. Certainly expect them to be in the hunt for medals in the hammer, particularly, and Kiefer for maybe to push out for a medal in the shot. But they're an absolute credit to Lifford and Strabane Athletic Club, and their attitude in that. They turn up, and put themselves on the line at absolutely every championship, whether it's underage or whatever. And this weekend, it's senior championship. So, yes, I don't keep it, or I can't want one the hammer, but there's a very good girl from Cork, but they certainly both of them can shoot for medals.
And Cara Laverty, she'll go in the 1500 metre senior women's race.
That'll be interesting. You know, the Finn Valley girl, she's just back, finished 4 years a scholarship at Providence, a really successful period for her, and she's back home now. Her scholarship is complete, and she now has got to pick up on the Irish scene and the scene beyond that. So it'll be interesting to see how she deals with the 1500 metres and where she's at this moment. You know, it's a big change in her life, coming off 4 years in the States and then getting back home and then getting into a different regime of training, environment and so on. So I'll be interested to see how that goes.
So with all that being said, Patsy, you would possibly expect a number of medals and maybe an odd national champion or two to be coming back to the Northwest this weekend?
You've summed it up there. That's exactly what I would hope for. And obviously, the more the merrier. But last year, indeed, we did do well. And so let's hope we can repeat that. And there will be, in addition to the local stuff, there will be some serious running. And some of it's televised, of course. But there will be some serious running. The big story is around Adelecki, who has not, as of yet, got a qualifying standard. And she's chasing a standard in the 200 metres. So that'll be interesting to see how that goes. And she's up against Maudsley in the 200 metres. So that is one of the big races of the championships.
Great stuff, Patsy. We'll be touching base over the weekend and hopefully you'll be bringing us the news of a few medals from a Northwest point of view on Saturday and Sunday Sport, all right?
Great stuff, Mark.